Palindrome by Stuart Woods. Copyright 1991 by Stuart Woods. Read by Susan Erickson. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Palindrome. This book is for Dick and Maud Hedger. Madam, I'm Adam. Anonymous. Prologue. Miller was wakened from his doze by a puff of hot air, redolent of freshly cut grass and newly disturbed dog shit. Someone had let in the July night. He tried to lift his head from the examination table, but his stethoscope caught and snapped his head back onto the cushion. He freed himself, swearing under his breath. Some unthinking person had disturbed his quiet evening in the trauma center at Piedmont Hospital. Miller froze when he saw who had opened the door. A young woman, he thought she was young anyway, stood in the hallway dressed only in khaki shorts and a badly torn t-shirt. Her left hand was partly raised, and she held her elbow tightly against her ribs, making her left breast seem larger than the right, which was exposed. Thick brunette hair spilled down to her shoulders. Her face was nearly unrecognizable as human. Both eyes were swollen, nearly shut. Her nose was flattened, and her cheeks were the color of rotting meat. She shuffled forward a step, then stopped. She did not turn her head or speak. Miller got off the table and moved quickly toward her, snagging a gurney as he approached her. "It's all right," he said, taking her right elbow and steering her onto the stretcher. He turned toward the admitting desk and said emphatically but not loudly, "Nurse." A young woman, holding a cup of coffee, looked up from the desk, then quickly moved toward the gurney. "In number 2, Miller said, pushing the stretcher toward an examination room. Once there, he...